Right now, it is time for our good buddy Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports. He brings many years of experience to those subjects and more. And we're always pleased to say good morning to Jim on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall, and everyone out there in Radio Land, Robin Hood Radio Land.
You know,
how you doing?
Good. I've got something that I'm going to bring up to you, and this is a story that exemplifies why Americans on Main Street tend to dislike big business. All right, and the practices of big business. Hertz. If we all remember Hertz, about 8 or 9 months ago, maybe a year ago, they declared bankruptcy. They said that, you know, their business was devastated. Well, eventually Hertz was bought out by a couple of hedge funds, okay, investment firms. And Hertz then turned a record profit up by 147% a couple of years later. Now, how did they get that record profit? Well, they took money that they received and did $2 billion in stock buybacks. Now, they did this $2 billion in stock buybacks while they laid off a significant number of people that work for their company. 12,000 employees in North America and an additional 4,000 employees in the world. 16,000 people lost their jobs, and then they used the money for stock buybacks. This is why Americans don't trust Wall Street, even though it's not Wall Street, and don't trust big business.
Well, sad to say that example is very much what we've kind of become in America. The rich get richer by various and sundry means, some of them helped by people in Congress. But the fact that there's such a disparity between the average millionaire and the average worker is just something that it's been getting worse. We have to address it. I don't know if there's the strength in the Congress or the principle to do it, but we must do it, because we can't go on like this. And to think that the President of the United States has got to go out and say, okay, we're going to help you with your insulin. We're going to somehow work it out. It's only $35. How in the name of God did we ever get here where people have to pay enormous sums of money for drugs which are readily available at cheaper prices throughout the world? How did we get here? We only got here by the fact that people in Congress have been taking money from the drug companies to avoid the obvious necessity of lower drug prices. What's key to what I'm saying is the drugs that are around the world, many of them have been developed by U.S. companies. All of those U.S. companies receive benefits from the federal government to develop those drugs, meaning that the federal government is actually growing the market for these things. So the Hertz thing is a very good example of what businesses can do, but they can only do it because of the fact that they have people in Congress who will create, alter, change laws so so that it benefits big business. This is monumental, and the fact that you're bringing up the Hertz example is wonderful, because we must address this thing in our country. You know, other countries get on, and drugs are free, and you can get a doctor without paying for it, and there's family leave. If you look at all of the no's for people who are average people, and average people now is beginning to be people more like $60,000 to $100,000 in terms of this example, everybody is penalized by the system that we have. And, you know, this is exacerbated when we did this. The Citizens United thing was passed, and Marshall and Jill and I were pointing out to you the dangers, the terrible consequences of this. And here we are. Here we are. Since that time, more and more money has poured into the coffers of people in Congress and the Senate to get what they want. How is it that we passed, not we, Trump's puppets passed $1.7 trillion? Come on now, $1.7 trillion tax cut, primarily for the rich. And now the Republicans are saying, oh, these bills, these things we want to do, which help mostly the average person, oh, we can't do those. We can't add to the deficit. This is the biggest elephant in the room. And if we continue to go this way and continue to deny the average person health care, mental care, a decent living, it's all going to come down.
You know,
I made a little quip the other day on Facebook, as opposed, somebody posted something about a lot of things, and primarily that Democrats have actually done better than Republicans every time they've been in office, vis-a-vis the economy, the stock market, and the average person. That aside, the person was talking about what's been going on here, okay? And my quip was simply, French Revolution, ? I don't know. You know, we're all worried about the right, you know, all of a sudden taking over whatever. But, you know, there's another silent, there's a silent majority going back long term. There's a silent majority of people who are beginning to fester at what they're beginning to see. And that, I don't know how it starts, but you just might see eventually, probably after I'm gone, a French Revolution in this country if this keeps going on. It's just not the way it's supposed to be to make a country viable.
Yeah.
We have been given God gave us a democracy, and by the way, we've got all kinds of negatives on the way up to finally getting into a democracy, taking land from the Indians and racial prejudice and so forth and so on. But we achieved a democracy, and now we're basically blowing it. Not we so much as they, the rich. I don't know what they have in mind. What do they want to do? Own everybody and then own the moon? And is that their thing? Well, they're not going to be allowed to do that. And it's so interesting, the contrast. And we supposedly are a democracy, but the rich run us. The Chinese, if you've noticed in the last couple of years, have really put down these billionaires who were helped by the government making their money. These billionaires like Jack Ma and other people have come into the spotlight in China. They refuse to allow those people to make all this money and then flaunt it. And you might say, well, oh, freedom, freedom, freedom. They've got billions of people that they're trying to continue to muster into freedom. They want a country. And this is a little bit of a left turn on this, but the point is, if you realize that the Chinese are so sensitive to keeping their people satisfied by them being given an honest shake, then we better be very, very worried. By the way, the Chinese, one of the reasons they do this is China, for thousands of years, hundreds of years, has had all kinds of warfare within the country because the people rebelled against various systems. Well, now this man Xi is doing his best to make it not even, but to make it, shall we say, acceptable to people in terms of the way they're paid, etc. Bottom line, it's a big problem. I don't have an answer to it. We must write our congressmen, our senators, and tell them to get it together. We also must, if there is a movement against Citizens United, we must join it. But in terms of writing your congressmen, to digress a little bit, you must write them regarding the violence that is taking place in this country against children, against women, against races. This must stop. This must stop. We will not succeed if we continue to feel unsafe leaving the house and maybe even staying in the house. So it's a long story. And it's yet to be told, and try the best to participate by having various news sources so you really know what's going on.
You know, we sit here as a business during the beginning of the pandemic, and we got our PPP loan and grant from the government. And that money, instead of going to anybody, went to pay employees and keep them employed. This is the crux of what Americans see happen on a regular basis, where, you know, there were big businesses that got the first share of that money, and what did those big businesses do? They used the money to buy back. This is a problem that is not going to go away, and why so many people don't understand and don't trust big businesses in this country. It's just shocking. And you know what? They do it out in the open. They do it out in the open.
Much like Donald Trump did his thing out in the open. And there's several interesting articles, I can't remember where they were, about Trump and his success. And they compare his style of speaking to Biden. And Trump speaks in very short sentences, repeats them, puts energy on them. And a lot of times those sentences are kind of primarily empty in terms of there's no ad as to how things will get done. And Biden, on the other hand, tries to treat the populace as intelligent adults and give them a whole story. And he's too long-winded. And it gets boring after a while. Particularly in this populace that we have now generated through the internet, where, oh, I don't like that, and you press a button, be it the TV or the internet, you just press a button. And there's that kind of energy that has evolved, and it was really perfect for Trump in terms of he got his message across so quickly that people listened and that they didn't push the button on him. Well, now hopefully, because I think one of the answers to the violence and this negativism and this my way or the highway is indicting and putting Trump in jail for the obvious countless crimes he's committed in government. We need that so that people must pause and reflect if he is put in jail. That, well, I didn't know he was doing all those things. Oh, wow. We need to get that to counter what he has done to people. He's basically mesmerized them with yell and scream and you'll get your way, like a child. And people have been doing that, the MAGA people, as they're running around supporting him for 2024. In fact, there was a march, I didn't realize it, on Washington over the weekend by the white supremacists dressed in khaki pants, but that's another thing. The point is, Trump must go as part of us getting our country back. And many Republicans, whose names I'm certain most of you know, because they're the big mouths, must go so we can get back to civility, but more importantly, doing things for the people who people took oaths. They took oaths to take care of Americans. So many of them are not doing that. Hopefully, we're going to get more people subpoenaed by the Democratic Committee investigating insurrection. And the point now is just name them. This is a Joe McCarthy a feature. Just name them by subpoenaing them. If they come in and do the fifth, fine. So be it. They will now be on a poster of those who took the fifth. If you take the Fifth Amendment, you're basically saying, I'm not going to testify against myself. You're saying, I did something wrong. I know it. And I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. So please start paying attention to this committee. I think this committee might be getting into a higher gear than it's been. Also, the Attorney General of the United States, Garland, came out to defend our voter rights, specifically in Texas. There'll be more of those suits. And so if Congress can't get its voter right bill done, Garland will probably help to mitigate the states trying to take away people's rights to vote. They call it redistricting. I would say it's stealing the vote.
And in the last couple of minutes here, I want to once again hit on how Americans just totally misunderstand and don't really understand what about the stock market. Everybody was a lot of people wailing about the stock market, and you touched on this last week about the big losses that the stock market had. Well, in one day this week, the stock market wiped out all those losses and went into gains. The stock market is not an indicator of your life on Main Street. It just isn't.
It is absolutely not indicative of Main Street. Let me give you a simple example of why it's not like Main Street. Some of the action in the stock market is created by people with many millions of dollars who can basically buy strategies with puts and calls that will limit their exposure but increase their gains. The average citizen will not know what I'm talking about. Wall Street has many mechanisms to move the market. They are not connected to buying groceries, filling up your gas tank. They are manipulations. Many of them are legitimate manipulations. Some, not uncovered, are not. But there's no comparison. All you have to do is look at your neighbor who's been out of work, can hardly feed the kids, or people getting sick and they can't get into the hospital. That's what the real world is. The stock market is a place not only of people seeking investment success and so forth, but it creates its own fantasy as it moves up or down. It influences the psychology of people, but it is not indicative of the lives of those people.
All right. Well, as we wrap this up, I just want to remind everybody what today is. Today is December 7th. This is where we remember what happened in Pearl Harbor so many years ago.
God bless Bob Dole and all those who served. God bless America.
All right, Jim. We'll check with you next week.
You got it.
Take care.
Go Giants. Bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.